Good evening, everyone. It is Relentless on AboveTopSecret.com, back on the My Rights versus Your Rights thread. It was so exciting to see this thread mentioned in the skeptic overview, but I think he killed it. Seriously, I think the thread is just so long. Who has the time to listen to the whole thing to jump in on the discussion at this point? And even I am having trouble keeping up with it because I'm really, really busy right now. But I wanted to jump back in after Mr. Whoopi because you bring up a very valid point. Some of the examples, again, I'm going to say it, that you brought up, the people don't always intend for their comments to be offensive, and yet they're taken that way. And you could dissect it, and depending upon your point of view, look at that comment and not necessarily take it as offensive. Bringing up why aren't more blacks involved at the upper levels because of the way they were bred as slaves. Well, the statement has some ignorance in it, in that that shouldn't exclude the fact that they may, the selective breeding may have also bumped up some intelligence along with the physical attributes, but it should not be an insult that physical attributes may be being attributed to them. But the real point I want to make here is that you're right. Looking at it, it's starting to look like Orwell's 1984. But I still think there's something more to it, because it's not just the fact that there's the thought police out there. There definitely is the thought police out there. But what bothers me about the whole thing is that the effect of the thought police is exactly the opposite of what it should be if it were the right thing. If it were the right thing, it should be bringing people together to be politically correct, and it's not. Political correctness is used, as you stated, especially by the media, to cause a sensation, a problem, the loss of a job, the loss of perspective as to how we see other people, you know, when they jump on it. My big concern is not so much the thought police, because I really don't think in the end most intelligent people are going to be controlled by the thought police. But my concern is that what the thought police have done is caused further division. And I think that really needs to be looked at, because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that being politically correct should cause more harm than good. And when I look at it right now, and what I find fascinating is I think almost everyone who's responded here has basically agreed with that. Though they may not have said it flat out, but there does seem to be some agreement that it's causing more of a problem than it's solving. And that's what I find fascinating about this topic. Now wait, because I just paused and to go back to listen to something Mr. Whoopi said, and then I replayed what I've already said. And I noticed that I said that I don't think most intelligent people are going to fall for it, so the thought, please don't worry me. But in fact, I've been falling for it. Everyone I know has been falling for it, because we have been convinced that it is the right thing to do to be that hypersensitive, to be politically correct. And I do see being politically correct as being hypersensitive at this point. I think ultimately the real question that needs to be asked is, why is this really happening? It's not happening, I don't believe, to be the thought police. I think the term, you know, the, well, we can only speak about this in terms of, you know, not definitive things, but the term the thought police, it's being used, the idea of it, it's being used against us, and it's being used in a way that we're falling for it, intelligent or not. Well, obviously people here are waking up to it. I'm having an awakening just by originally starting this to say, wait, there's something wrong here, but I didn't have my finger on it. I think I have my finger on it now. And I think that what I want to know is, what's behind all this? You know, because there's a concern now in my mind that if there are thought police, it's not, well, I shouldn't say it's not, because it actually is total manipulation. They have found a way to control us, right or wrong, by instilling guilt into us for behaving a certain way. And that's become such a focus of being politically correct, is not saying the wrong thing, the guilt if you say something that could be taken the wrong way. There could be very serious manipulation. My feeling is there is a very serious manipulation going on here, because they've convinced everybody that being politically correct is the right thing to do. And it's not, because it's not having the desired effect, which we are led to believe it should have, which is to unify. It's not unifying. So, okay, if I go any further, I'm going to start rambling. I think you got the gist of what I'm trying to say. And unfortunately, I only get to do these either very early in the morning or way too late in the day for me. Pour moi. This would not be late in the day for your average person, but it's late in the day for me. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll probably be back again. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.